Rama was underway at last, accelerating at the modest rate of 0.015 gravities. Dr. Pereira, Norton told himself, would be pleased. He had predicted a maximum of 0.02, and Endeavour was somehow caught in its wake like a piece of flotsam, whirling round and round behind a speeding ship. Hour after hour, that acceleration held constant. Rama was falling away from Endeavour at steadily increasing speed. As its distance grew, the anomalous behavior of the ship slowly ceased. The normal laws of inertia started to operate again. They could only guess at the energies in whose backlash they had been briefly caught, and Norton was thankful that he had stationed Endeavour at a safe distance before Rama had switched on its drive. As to the nature of that drive, one thing was now certain, even though all else was mystery. There were no jets of gas, no beams of ions or plasma thrusting Rama into its new orbit. No one put it better than Sergeant Professor Myron when he said, in shocked disbelief, "There goes Newton's third law." It was Newton's third law, however, upon which Endeavour had to depend the next day, when she used her very last reserves of propellant to bend her own orbit outwards from the sun. The change was slight, but it would increase her perihelion distance by 10 million kilometers. That was the difference between running the ship's cooling system at 95% capacity and a certain fiery death. When they had completed their own maneuver, Rama was 200,000 kilometers away, and difficult to see against the glare of the sun. But they could still obtain accurate radar measurements of its orbit, and the more they observed, the more puzzled they became. They checked the figures over and over again, until there was no escaping from the unbelievable conclusion. It looked as if all the fears of the Hermians, the heroics of Rodrigo, and the rhetoric of the General Assembly had been utterly in vain. "What a cosmic irony," said Norton as he looked at his final figures, "if after a million years of safe guidance, Rama's computers had made one trifling error, perhaps changing the sign of an equation from plus to minus." Everyone had been so certain that Rama would lose speed so that it could be captured by the sun's gravity and thus become a new planet of the solar system. It was doing just the opposite. It was gaining speed, and in the worst possible direction. Rama was falling ever more swiftly into the sun.